Hi guys, and welcome back to another Tantalee video. In this episode, I'm going to be showing you Tantalee's sex doll care kit. As always, there is lots coming up in today's video, so let's get into it. Hi guys, I'm UK Des, as always, and as I said at the start of the video, I'm going to be showing you Tantalee's sex doll care kit. If you haven't heard of Tantalee before, they make realistic sex dolls for men and women. So what's coming up in today's episode? Well, I'm going to be giving you an unboxing of the care kit and showing you what's inside. I'm also going to be showing you how to use the items, and I'm going to give you a little bit more information at the end. So there's lots coming up in today's video. Let's get into the unboxing. Okay guys, we're going to start off by showing you the packaging that the Tantalee care kit came in. This came with the Selena sex doll torso, which is Tantalee's smallest doll, and it's the most affordable. I already have that video and blog uploaded, so make sure to check it out. As you can see, there is no mention of Tantalee on the outside packaging. There was a shipping label, but there was no mention of Tantalee on it. With all the packaging taken off, let's take a look at what you get when you buy the care kit from Tantalee. The first thing I'm going to take out is our sex doll storage bag, which is this grey bag here. This is big enough to fit one of Tantalee's full-size torsos. It'll also fit the butts that they sell and the smaller sex dolls. It adds some protection and it keeps it slightly more discreet. Next out is our toy cleaner. The nozzle back on and flush out any semen or lubricant from your sex doll. This makes it much easier to clean after use. Next in the box is our lubricant applicator. Fill this with lubricant and inject it straight into the hole of your favourite sex doll. This makes it easier to get lubricant into the deepest parts of your sex dolls. Finally, at the bottom of the box is two drying sticks. This is exactly what you need when you finish cleaning your sex dolls. Leave your dolls to air dry, but put these sticks inside to make sure there's no moisture trapped inside. Think of them as a sex doll tampon. Okay, so that's what's inside the box. Let's take a closer look at each individual item. What we're going to do now is take a closer look at each individual item. The first thing we're going to take a look at is the bottle that washes out the inside of our sex dolls. Inside the middle of the toy is a nozzle that's turned upside down. All we need to do is pull the nozzle out the center of the bottle. Then all you need to do is fill up your bottle with water. Once full, you can screw the lid back on. Finally, all you need to do now is insert it into the hole of your sex doll. Then all you need to do is squeeze your bottle to flush the water through. As you can see in the image, there are small holes that are in the tip of the nozzle, and it's these holes that let the water out and flushes out the inside of your sex doll, so you don't need to turn your sex doll upside down in the shower to clean it out. This makes cleaning twice as fast and 10 times easier. Lay it down flat in the bath or shower and just flush the water through. Next in the box is our lubricant applicator. All you need to do with this is take the cap off the applicator, put the tip in your lube bottle and pull the plunger out at the bottom. The applicator will fill up with lubricant. Then all you need to do is put the tip inside your toy and push the plunger down. This will make sure there's plenty of lube in the deepest parts of your sex doll. Next up is our storage bag. This bag is big enough to fit any of Tantalee's sex doll torsos, and it adds some protection for when your doll's not in use, and it makes it just that little bit more discreet, and it even has a handy pull drawstring. Finally, at the bottom of the box are two drying sticks. Once you've air dried your sex doll, open one of these up and slip it inside your toy. If you push it in as deep as it can possibly go, it will pick up any trapped water that may be left behind. Tantalee do sell bigger packs of these as they are a disposable item. You should get a good few uses out of these before they need replacing. If you have found this video useful so far, please do hit that like and subscribe button. If you have been inspired to buy yourself the Tantalee care kit, then there is a link in my profile. So there you have it guys, that's what you get when you buy the sex doll care kit from Tantalee. As you saw in the video, you do get the water dispenser that washes out the inside of the sex dolls. You also get a couple of the drying sticks, the lubricant syringe, and the bag that looks after your sex doll while you're not using it. In here's the Selena sex doll that came with the care kit. But as you can see, the bag is big enough to hold one of their full-size torsos. I just keep the Britney doll in its original box whilst I'm not using it. If you haven't seen the Selena video or the blog, then you want to check out the playlist or you want to check out my website. And I'm also guessing a few people will ask, can you use these on humans? This includes the water dispenser and the syringe. And the answer is absolutely, as long as you wash them afterwards. And there's not really much else to tell you in today's video, other than that it is important to look after your sex dolls. They are expensive bits of kit and you don't want to ruin them just by being lazy. Tantalee also sell other products that help you look after your dolls, so it's definitely worth checking out their website. If you have been inspired to buy yourself a sex doll care kit, then there is a link in my my profile to my website, where you'll find a link to Tantaly. This is an affiliate link. It doesn't cost you any more to use, but it does give me a very small percentage of Tantaly's profit should you buy something. If you've got any questions, feel free to drop them in the comments box below on my blog or come and find me on social media. All those links are also listed in my profile. That's it for this video, guys. Thanks for watching. Don't forget to hit that like and subscribe button. Until next time, peace out.